Your voice in Gloucester, 104.1 FM, Buckets Radio, and streaming on the World Wide Web, bucketsradio.com.au. A big thank you to all those people who stream the show, and a big thank you to all those people who download the podcast via iTunes and other podcast services. It's great to have you on board as we talk about the Big Bash. And it's Matt Ellis here, and I've got Nick Guthrie with me, and our final two teams to preview in BBL 05. The Hobart Hurricanes and the Brisbane Heat. Let's start with the Hurricanes. How about their overseas import?
There is one name which has dominated the news when it comes to the Hobart Hurricanes, and that, of course, is Kumar Sangakkara. You know, arguably one of the greatest batsmen ever. It's as simple as that, really. And he will light up the Big Bash. He's going to put bums on seats. He's going to draw people in. The Hurricanes fans are going to get behind him. He's going to do wonders for that side. We've got a few little question marks over them, but I've got to say the Hurricanes are my dark horse. I think they're capable of going a long way in this competition. Damien Wright's there again as coach. He's been in that seat for a little while now, so he knows what he's doing. As well as Sangakkara, they brought in the wild thing, Sean Tate, who's another entertainer in this format of the game, so he'll be one to watch. Dan Christian, an experienced campaigner, a good 2020 cricketer, been there, done it before, so he's going to be another good pickup. And Simon Malenko, he's probably not the biggest name, but he's having a bit of an impact with Queensland this season in domestic cricket, so he's another good pickup. They've of course lost a couple. Ben Hilfenhaus has gone, Alex Hales, the exciting Englishman, and Shoaib Malik, the Pakistan player. But with Sangakkara in the lineup, joining a batting lineup that already features the likes of George Bailey, you know, Ben Dunk, if there's one player who could, you know, really take a game away from you quickly, it's Ben Dunk. He's capable of getting some really big scores this campaign. Tim Payne is in there as well. He'll be at the top of the order and leading from the front. Darren Sammy, of course, everyone fell in love with Darren Sammy during the Big Bash last year. His celebrations were fantastic. Him just waving the bat around when he led the Hurricanes to a victory last season was something that really sticks in my mind as one of the great moments of the Big Bash last year. Jonathan Wells, he's another young player who's exciting and capable of, you know, some big hits as well. So there's some real talent in the lineup.
Yeah, and I really like the look of young Jake Reed. I saw him bowl live at Spotless Stadium last year when the Hurricanes took apart the Sydney Thunder. Unfortunately, being a big Sydney Thunder fan, I wasn't enjoying seeing the wickets fall, but I was really loving the work of Jake Reed with the ball. He is an excitement machine, bowls very fast indeed, and him and Sean Tate working in tandem will be a real tough task for the opening batsman out there to try and negotiate their pace. And it is raw pace from someone like Jake Reed. He really does steam in. He bowls with a lot of energy and enthusiasm. And he could be one of the younger players to watch in this tournament. And we said we've got them finishing in sixth place, but I would not be surprised, as would Nick, if the Hobart Hurricanes are to sneak into that top four and surprise a few people. Last and least, the Brisbane Heat. Unfortunately, this year we can't see the Brisbane Heat managing to win too many games in this tournament. They'll win their share of games, but we can't see them winning more than a couple. And Daniel Vettori has a big job to do with the squad that they've assembled there in Brisbane for this season.
Yeah, Queenslanders, people in Brisbane, there's a lot of great things up your way, but unfortunately this year a Big Bash team is not one of them. It's just a question marks over the depth and quality of players. There are some quality players in there, but the depth of quality players is a bit of an issue. There's no real excitement machine that can take the game away from an opposition in the blink of an eye. That being said, there is, of course, talent in the lineup. They've added a couple of good additions in the West Indian pair, Lendl Simmons and Samuel Badgery. They're probably not the biggest West Indian names in the Big Bash, but they could be two that have the biggest impact. Lendl Simmons, he was the second leading run scorer in the most recent IPL. You know, the Indian Premier League draws in the best players from around the world, so to be the second leading run scorer is no small feat at all. Samuel Badgery is one of the top-rated bowlers in 2020 cricket. His slow bowling will be a big thing, and working under Daniel Vettori, he could improve even more. So those two, if the Heat are to have a big impact in the competition and rise from where we think they're going to finish, those two are going to have a big impact, as will Chris Lynn. Mm. He's an outstanding player.
We love Chris Lynn.
But there is a lot of pressure on his shoulders this Big Bash campaign. He's come back from injury. He is fully fit, but, you know, he hasn't played he's played some cricket, but not a heap of cricket, really, in terms of how much the others have played because of his injury, but he can be a big hitter and someone who can have a big impact for them, but he's going to have to do it on a regular basis, as will someone who we think's probably been a bit underused by the Heat in the past, someone who could probably rise up the batting order a little bit, Ben Cutting, Matt.
Oh, we've loved the work of Ben Cutting. He's traditionally been known as a bowling all-rounder, and then we saw some of his great work with the bat in the Matadors One Day Cup there a couple of years ago, with Queensland being very successful in that tournament. And he is one of the cleanest strikers of the ball in the game at the moment. But unfortunately, I don't think he gets enough time in the middle. And if he was in for a little bit longer and able to build a bit of an innings and then start clearing the pickets like he does so well, I think that could be a better use of him. So maybe if they got him up the order a bit, I don't know if number four is too high for him or not, but I'd certainly like to see Ben Cutting batting for longer periods in the Big Bash in season 2015-16.
Yeah, I think you make a really good point there, because they've got a couple of guys like Peter Forrest and Nathan Reardon who, you know, are good batsmen in their own rights, but they're not really blasters of the ball. So if you could have one of those guys at one end and someone like Ben Cutting coming in after them down the other end, that creates a really good partnership, I think. So Daniel Vettori, if you do tune into this program...
Which I'm sure he does.
Yeah, I'm sure he would too. There's no reason he wouldn't. If he is listening, Daniel, throw Ben Cutting up there a bit. You might already have this planned, but if not, give him a chance to really unleash himself on this Big Bash campaign. Another Brisbane Heat player we'll have a quick word on, who will also be crucial to their hopes, is James Hopes, who's someone who should really have more Australian caps next to his name. Yeah. How he hasn't played more international cricket, I don't know, but you could probably say over the past almost 10 years, he's been the best cricketer in domestic cricket in Australia, Matt.
He has been one of the most consistent performers in Australian domestic cricket for a very long period of time, with both ball and bat, and just his leadership credentials as well, the way that he sets the tone on a cricket field. The boys really want to follow him, and he really does set high standards of excellence in his own approach to the game and forces others to step up to that next level as well. And he's someone, although he's getting a little bit older and he's towards the back end of his career, he's certainly someone that I think the Brisbane Heat will rely on. I'm sure he'll be taking a couple of wickets every game, and I'm sure he'll be chiming in with crucial runs when required. So James Hopes will be leading from the front, but unfortunately, you've got to have someone come first, you've got to have someone come third, you've got to have someone come seventh, and you've got to have someone come eighth. And unfortunately for the Brisbane Heat, we think they will be finishing eighth. And it's not just because of all the State of Origin titles that Queensland have won in the Rugby League. We're not bitter about that. It's not because North Queensland won the National Rugby League competition. It's as objective as we could possibly make it. And we're saying, Queensland, your Brisbane Heat will be last in the Big Bash.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there, Matt. As a proud New South Welshman, I have to admit I take a little bit of joy from it, but that's not the main reason I'm tipping them to finish last. They have got the pieces there in their team, but question marks over if they can just put it together. That's my biggest concern.
Well, thank you very much, Nick Guthrie, for your expert analysis of the Big Bash teams. It's really been great having you here in the studio, and we look forward to maybe touching base with you throughout the tournament, and we can see if we need to wipe some egg off our face or whether we need to readjust some of those predictions. So maybe sometime in January we could get together again and reassess how the Big Bash has been going, and we'd love to have you back on the show when you're next available.
Sounds good to me. I'm probably, depending on how my predictions are going by January, you know, a lot can happen between now and then in the Big Bash, so we'll see how things are going. But no, I would love to come back and talk some more Big Bash and cricket. I'm not going to stand too firmly by my predictions, because the best thing about the Big Bash is, and best thing about 2020 cricket, is anything can happen. Each team has got match winners in their lineup, so every single game, no matter who's playing, is going to be exciting to watch. I can't wait, and bring it on, really.
Yeah, I can't wait either. I will be watching every single game I can possibly watch. I love the Big Bash, and I will definitely be seeing how close we are to getting these predictions right, and we look forward to seeing how the season pans out. Thanks very much for joining us on the show today. We look forward to your company again in 2016. Bye for now.